Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Oh, hello, everybody. Glad to be here. You know, it's hump, yes, but it's more than that. It's also alternate Wednesday. Yay! That's when we go between Blog Talk Radio and Facebook, the Psychic Love Doctor Show page, where we will take readings alternately from one site to the other. Okay, so that means those of you who join us on Facebook that generally can't call in, this is your chance to get the reading of your dreams, or at least I hope it will be. So I want to remind you all, we're using ordinary playing cards for the readings that will be conducted here. This is in keeping with how my grandmother taught me to give personal prophecy readings. And as such, since her passing, I'm the only recognized expert of the method. So you could say this is your lucky day to be able to get a reading from an absolute expert. And with that said, remember, it's ordinary playing cards, and I will be using a full 24 card layout for each of our callers so that I get a chance to see the landscape of your life. Gives me a chance to glimpse your past, see your present, and of course, the path you are taking into the future, which is so important when we're getting readings. The insight we gain from a reading is going to give us the opportunity to navigate most successfully into the future, whether that's in terms of our work, our families, our love relationships, that kind of thing. And the more insight you have, the better your choices can be as you take that path. So now I'm going to turn you all over to Mr. Jimbo Baggins, who is going to tell you how to have a great phone call.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. Would also like to remind you folks out there that are listening to us tonight, joining us in various platforms, if you are international, please let us know anytime that you happen to get that chance. And we'll give you a live international shout-out like we are doing right now to nobody. Nobody's here yet at the beginning internationally. At least that have been made their self-presence known to us. But when that happens, we'll get you in. We'll work you in. It's not a beginning only thing. 515-602-9676. That is the number to call in to get your free reading. When you call in, you'll hear a message that says, you can listen to the show while you wait. And that statement's true. If at any time you have extended periods of silence, that means something went wrong. Hang up, call back. It usually corrects the problem. Facebookers, it is alternate Wednesday, and that means we're going to alternate every other time. International shout out to Catherine in Ireland.
No, this is Catherine.
Oh, the Catherine. I always get backwards. Thank you. My bad.
Florida.
National shout out, not international shout out to Catherine in the sunny state of Florida. It's been a while, Catherine. Welcome back. So anyway, alternate Wednesday, which means we'll start out with phone calls, go over to Facebook folks, back to phone calls, back to Facebook. For you Facebook folks, there is no queue system like the phone callers are already there waiting. So you have to wait until we clearly say it is time, and we'll tell you how to get your turn taken care of. But either way, no matter how you get your reading, when you hear that sound, it is harps. Sound means one thing right off the bat. It means, hey, your reading's over. So please let it be over. But don't hang up. Don't go away. I will have an angel card for you. One single card I shall pull from the deck. And tonight we're using the old school, the angel cards that don't have an obvious name on them. But it has a message from every card I pull will have a message from an archangel. So that's cool. And that which one it will be, we shall only find out when that time comes.
This deck.
It is. It's actually a very good deck.
Hi, Laura. Good to have you.
International shout out to Laura in Canada. There is our first international shout out. All right. Let's see here. It is Pigs in a Blanket Day, Deb.
Oh, I love those.
National Pigs in a Blanket Day. Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
They are pretty good. Do you wrap anything up?
No, I might have to make them.
Yeah.
National Skipping Day.
Yeah.
Do you think that means skipping work?
No, it showed people skipping, Deb, in the picture.
Oh, that's pretty.
Yeah,
I think it'd be better.
That's why I was not going to mention it. You should let me do my job and stay in your lane. That'd be great. Yeah, that'd be great.
Just remember where your paychecks come from.
Yep, it is right from nowhere land. National Pet Care for All Day. Yes, pet care is important, like people care. We got need doctors sometimes, too. Alrighty then. Well, something else in here, too. Oh, I think it's National Scream Day.
There you go.
Sometimes you just got to scream and let it out. Good way to release whatever you've got bottled up inside instead of snapping and murdering somebody. What do you got?
Well, if you're a man and you're on the slutty side, you could always go out and find yourself a screamer.
Yeah, that's really not what I was talking about.
I know.
But whatever it be, it be. Hey, Sarah, do you have anything?
I have all kinds, a deep well of information.
Okay.
But I'm afraid I don't have it sorted out yet.
Okay, that's good because we got to jump right in anyway. Lots of folks waiting on both sides here.
Sure.
The ball. All right. Let's see here. Let me put some info in for the folks that are in the and if they can, ones that are in this country. I pay $1 million. Let's take our dollar then. 805, that number is attached to California. 805, welcome. You're the caller.
Hi, we're glad to have you with us. What is your name?
Oh, hi. Hi, Jimbo. Hi, Deborah. It's Donna. How are you?
Oh, Donna.
Oh, Donna.
Yeah, lucky Donna.
I wanted to call and get a reading.
We're doing all right.
Like a birthday reading. My birthday was 2 days ago. So,
We could. Yes, we can still give you an energetic birthday.
Sure, that's close. It's still it's still fresh. The birthday.
I'd say within the week.
Yeah, and you know it is what it is too. I mean, we don't do a show every single day, so you can't always nail it.
So try those who are new with us and wonder what in the world is a birthday reading. Well, the thing is, the day that you were born, the precise moment that you gained consciousness in the world, and you also took physical form. That is a highly energized day for you, and it always will be, whether you're aware of it or not. It's a time when we can give you a reading, and it's as if you're standing on top of a very high mountain with a 360-degree view. So we can... Yeah, and unfortunately, we have to remember time is up.
It is indeed.
So I have to keep it a little short.
Right.
But we can still get some info out of that.
Yeah, your first caller, too. So you get the first caller gets a birthday reading.
Do you have anything in particular that you're hoping for?
Well, you know, I want change in my life. I want to meet someone and, travel, have that companion. You know, and it just hasn't happened. I don't know why. I'm attractive. I'm intelligent. I just don't see anybody here. Yeah, that's the problem.
Well,
it was not meant to be at this point.
Well, the thing is, too, as we get older, it becomes slim pickings out there.
Yep.
Well, you
especially for men.
Well, you get wiser. And you already kind of could cross them off your list where you maybe 20, 30 years ago, depending on your age, you wouldn't have known to cross those people off your list.
Yes.
You can already, after interacting with somebody sometimes for 5, 10, 20 seconds, you're like, oh, nope, this guy, that's not a keeper. I'm not even going to go down this road.
Well, and also men, as they age, they start losing their sexual prowess, we'll call it. And
right.
They don't want to admit that they need the blue pill or they need some therapy. You know, they're just willing to just say adios to all of that. And that is a shame. You know, they should be virile and active right up until they flip on that banana peel right into their
Most brain. Guys aren't doing that.
No, I don't know.
Why are there old guys driving around in their nice cars with 20-year-olds then if they have boner problems?
It's about the wallet.
I'm just saying, but the guy's obviously, he's doing it for his gratification.
These girls aren't putting out.
Oh, bullshit. Oh, my God. Now you're smoking crack.
With an 80-year-old guy, get out of here.
Yeah, you watch. Well, first of all, I didn't say 80. You said 80.
Well.
And you know what? If you're put an 80-year-old guy on your list, you shouldn't worry about sex if that's your choice. Okay, that's obviously you like wrinkle meat then, so that's what you like. So
well, let's get to Donna's situation, which I think is a nice natural segue there.
Yeah, he brought it up there, Tippy Pop.
All right, I want you to know that you have men around you. I just may have told you this before. I'm not sure you're really seeing them. And because you want a different kind of a life, you may have to actually look for a man who's living that kind of life. You know, somebody who is... That was weird.
She said, like, yeah. That's
okay,
all.
That was...
Relax.
That is likely widowed, divorced people can be okay. But sometimes they are playing around, as we all know. And age doesn't seem to have anything to do with that. But for you, I really think that the right one, Jim may have nailed it because he said the right one just hasn't come along yet. But he's coming. You are now most receptive in this particular year. You're ready. You've made certain choices. I'm sorry?
I agree. Yeah. I am.
Saying,
okay,
oh, yeah.
Ready.
So you're in a state of preparation now, which is wonderful. You're anticipating. And that's part of the, I think of it as the magical nature of manifesting, using the law of attraction. Because when you are ready, you're putting out that vibe. And the universe is going to respond in kind and bring you that man of your dreams. So, yes. Also, I'm seeing money coming to you. Now, do you own property or your house, something like that? You own?
Oh, I don't have a property. No, I live in an apartment. My sister's not a big, but she's the same age as me. And, you know, when those two pass, we're all going to come into a lot of money. But, you know, I can't count on that. They're the same age.
This is coming through the man. That's why I was asking if you own the property. He is actually featured here as being the property owner, and he's got quite a portfolio of real estate. So, you know, and just remember, it's just as easy to love a rich man as it is a poor one. Sorry, guys. We, you know, we ladies love stability and security. So, and I believe this will be a year of many surprises for you. They all look good. They all look very good. You mentioned your sister. I wouldn't be surprised if you hear this year that she's got something medically. I don't see her. She's not going to be passing from it as far as I can see. But I think she's... maybe overlooking something that she should be paying attention to. A lot of times women don't want to, you know, go for that call.
Three sisters, four brothers, and one sister didn't do a mammogram for two or three years because of COVID, and then she went in, cancer, lymph nodes, breast. So they, you know, they took out the tumors in the breast, and now my brother's fighting cancer, but oh, he doesn't look good. Oh, it's so sad. Yeah.
It's a lesson to you in many ways to really keep your vitality and stay healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got to tell you an amazing story, though. Jim's mother was always a workhorse, and she's a little tiny thing.
International shout out to Virgil in England.
And she missed a mammogram for a few years. When she went in, she had stage 4 breast cancer. Stage 4.
Oh, did she live?
Yeah. She did.
Good.
But she never missed a day of work. She had a puke bucket next to her desk.
Well, she took the initial few days off, but she never missed any chemo days.
No, and I think that some of these people have a will of iron where they're just not surrendering. They're going, life kicking and screaming, and yes, she's still alive today. She's probably 10 years past. Yep.
Wow.
So I want you to know. New home here.
Are you and Jim boyfriend, girlfriend, or friends, or married?
I'm sorry, but did you get all that?
Are you and Jimbo married, friends, boyfriend, and girlfriend?
No. We are just
your
best friends. What?
Oh,
yes.
Nice. Yeah.
Well, you can't hear tonight, can you?
Oh.
No, not very well.
I don't know. You better go to a doctor.
Yeah, we're not. No, we're not.
Maybe you got a tumor in your ear.
Okay.
I'm sorry, you can't hear anything. I'm not
we
getting
all
it.
See the best side of our relationship. You don't see when I want to drop a bowling ball on his head when he's sleeping. Well, this man coming along, he is going to be ripe for picking, and I predict unity like marriage. Not everybody wants to get married, especially if you've been married and you have benefits. You don't want to give those up. But what's a piece of paper? You know, it just doesn't make sense. So, yes, you've got one here coming as the king of clubs, and boy, he's coming right to you. No question about it. Okay, so Jim has your...
I have an angel card. Subject is peace. And this is from Archangel Shamael. Please come from... Peace comes from remembering that only love is real. Peace.
Wait, is that
Archangel
Shamael. All right.
Well, thank you very much, Donna. We appreciate you holding patiently.
Thank you, Don. Thank you both.
Happy belated birthday, of course.
Thank you.
You're welcome, hon. I want to say this that Virgil put in here. I really doubt that he composed this, as you'll see. He said, happy birthday, hon. On the day that you were born, the angels got together. I almost am singing this.
Isn't that What's Her Face's song?
To create a dream come true.
Isn't that Karen Carpenter?
Yeah, but it was written by...
Well, I don't care who the hell it was written by. John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
Pretty much.
Henry Smith.
Sprinkled moon dust in your hair and sunshine in your eyes so blue. Wow. Yeah, that is called... What's that called?
It's called a poem. International shout. I mean, Facebook Messenger, doors open, alternate Wednesday. We are alternating to Facebookers. You have a window. Messenger, Deborah Lee, now. We shall give you time. It takes a little bit here. Pull up Messenger, and Messenger doesn't always load very fast, so we understand.
Yeah.
And then we'll switch back to the callers, and then we'll go back to Messenger. So even if you don't get your chance now, we'll come back to you. Don't you all worry now. Don't you fret none. You fret, no fretting.
All right.
We gotta wait a few seconds, Deb. It takes a little while. You know, especially depending if you're on a phone, sometimes apps are slow to load. It's a whole different ball game there. I know my phone sometimes takes a little while to jump over to Messenger. And then sometimes it jumps to the wrong Messenger. It's like, what are you doing? So... Okay, we shall come back to you, Facebookers. But now the way is shut, and we're taking a call. That call is from area code 703 in our own Commonwealth of Virginia, 703. Welcome.
Well,
hi, it's Andrea.
Hi, Andrea.
Hey,
How are you guys?
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a while.
All right. All right.
So my question is, my coworker, she actually quit. The bad one, she actually quit, but she threw me under the bus a couple times and lied to HR and told them that I told her that these couples should go back to their own country. And so I was like, what are you talking about? So the HR and the executive executive director, we had this little meeting, and I said, look, I might have said, you know, this, but I never told anybody they should go back to their own country. So she sent me an email a couple of days later saying, just want to follow up, blah, blah, blah. She called me a racist.
Who did?
Said, the HR lady called me a racist because what I said, she goes, that's, you know, you're being a racist, and I hope we never have this conversation ever again. So
yeah.
I happened to see the director, and I told him what happened. He said, well, let me talk to her. So then we had a meeting, another meeting, and she said, why didn't you tell me this in the meeting when we had the meeting? I said, I did. She goes, you did not. I said, I specifically said at least three times, I never said this. She goes, well, okay, I'm sorry for the email, and if I had known that, I never would have sent that email. So I think she's lying. I think she's lying to save her job. So that's my take on it. I don't know what you think.
HR is the evil empire, and the L should burn in hell.
Yes. Yes.
I hope nobody
and
in HR
now
out
she's
there
trying to save face. Now she's trying to be nice to me because I went to her boss and said she basically called me a racist. I said I don't feel welcome here anymore.
I'd save that email. I would save that email.
Oh, I have it. I have it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You might need that in your back pocket. Yeah, HR is like Gestapo in the old Nazi Germany, KGB, you know, they're a secret police that have an agenda and they can operate a little bit on their own and they're jackwads and nobody likes them. And there's a reason for that. I'm sorry if you're in HR, you chose that field. Everybody hates your guts, just to let
Reminds me of my late husband, and this is going back some years, and he was working in a government job. He for another man's error. It was $1 million error. And Daryl had come home with some files, and he said, I want you to find a really good place to hide. I don't want them in the office. And the files proved that the other man was guilty of this big mistake. And you know what's strange? They didn't fire him. They relocated him. They sent him to the Middle East.
Well, there you go.
It's because nobody wants that job. So they figured, well, if he doesn't like it, then he quits. And then it's a win-win.
That's right.
They fill the position that
nobody
wants. With a jackwad that deserves to have the worst happen to him, that's a win-win for them.
But my husband was really shook because he was afraid this information would disappear on him. And luckily, I just stuck it under the mattress, you know, and that worked out just fine. But, yeah, so you certainly are not the only one this happens to.
I'm sure not.
The HR woman... She is going to face her karma. And it isn't just about you. It's about others.
Oh, yeah. You're not the first person she's probably tried to.
No.
I don't know. Maybe they have like a quota. You must screw so many people over being in HR.
Yeah. What if they take a special class?
I think they're just naturally born. I think the evilness is born in their soul and they were drawn to HR. Like Satan.
Well, that email would stand. If I didn't complain to her boss about that email, I'm sure it would stand and she would still think I'm a racist. And I told you several times, I never said these people should go back to their own country. Never in a million years would I say that. And if I did say it, I wouldn't say it out loud to anybody else.
Well, right. And you know what? It should be a sword that cuts both ways. Because if you were running around using the N-word, you would get spanked really hard for that.
That's right.
Probably.
That's right.
And why is it okay for her to use it? To me, that's a slur.
Because she's KGB.
Yeah.
Well, my dad was born in France, for Christ's sake. My dad is literally born in France, so he is an immigrant. So why would I tell
France?
People to
You're
go back
France.
To their own country?
Yep.
From his Muslim.
Were you referring to a patient?
No, no, a homeowner that was kept calling and kept yelling at me.
Oh,
she was Iranian.
That's right. You're out of the patient business, aren't you?
Yeah, now? yes. It was one of the homeowners that was calling, and she kept calling, like, over and over again, yelling at me, and she was Iranian. I said, you know, maybe these foreign people do things differently in their own country that they don't do here. That's all I said. I didn't say go back to your own country.
Yeah.
And she lied. So this girl lied.
Even if you had, you would think they would just call for some retraining if you had.
So, but the first person that lied was your former coworker, right? The one that...
Yes,
she, was
she
the one
went to HR and said that I said that these people should go back to their own country. And then they did nothing. And she went back to HR again and said, I said it again.
Oh,
so she
boy,
said it twice.
And now she...
She's gone.
Good.
Yeah, she quit. She threw me under the bus because she wanted my job. She wanted my job. She wanted HR's job, and she didn't get it. So she's very vindictive. But HR basically, in the email, said I was a racist. But I think she's trying to save face with her boss because I went to her boss and complained. I said, this email was very nasty and rude, and she called me a racist and said mean things. I said, I don't feel welcome here. And he said, oh, no, you're definitely welcome. I'll talk to her.
Uh-huh.
So that's when she came to apologize the next day.
That woman may be asked to resign. This isn't the first incident of this with her.
Well, the director probably told her, you know, this person could push back and have you fired.
Well,
you damn well better get your ass over there and apologize.
Drunk with power, you know what I mean?
KGB.
You're funny.
KGB decides what KGB's business is.
Business?
Yes.
Well, your cards in general, though, look very good. And let me tell you, that higher guy that you spoke with, he holds you in very high personal esteem there, Andrea.
Yeah, he likes me for sure.
Yeah, he really does. So he may do a house clean in there and get rid of some riffraff. So there you go.
Okay.
Anything else, Deb?
No.
Before
everything
we put
else.
A wrap on it, everything, her cards are so good that there's not a lot to report.
No,
that is a good thing.
And I think a lot of it is a reflection of being out of that nasty...
Well, and having this one person that...
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, she's gone.
This terrible person. Yeah, that terrible person is gone. All right.
That's right.
Your angel card says, hello from heaven. It's from Archangel Azrael, and it's a message from the Archangel. It says, your loved ones in heaven are doing fine. Let go of worries and feel their loving blessings.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All righty. Well, thank you very much. It's been good to have you from me for
thank
a while.
You.
It's good to hear that you're doing good. All is well. We appreciate
I'm
yes.
glad for you. Very much so. Thank goodness that, you know, you were heard. Yes.
All right. We're opening the floor back alternate Wednesday. We're alternating back to the Facebookers. So that window is open. Facebookers.
Well, that's you, Laura.
Your window is, it's whoever's here that can do what they got to do. Oh, there she goes. It is okay. And there she is right on cue. Nail it down, Deb.
Hello there. Hi. All right. Hey.
Are you
good, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear it. Last time you weren't so chipper. I guess you could say, Oh, it looks like is the sky cloudy?
A little bit, but it's really warm.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I was sitting down at the river earlier today. It was beautiful.
That's a good place to go.
Throw me in the river.
I love water.
So tell us, what would you like to know?
I just want to know what's coming up in the next couple of months.
All right.
If anything.
60-day lookout, checkup.
Yeah.
Or a look in.
There we go.
A look into the next 60 days. Time keeps on slipping.
We're expecting rain.
Into the future.
Tomorrow.
I love it here. We rarely get rain.
Rarely.
But then again, we've got, 7 or 8 wildfires happening already.
No.
Oh, well, you could use some rain then.
Wow.
And we're only April, and apparently it's going to be a very hot summer because we had such a mild winter, so it's going to be scary.
And do they get started from people, or is it from, lightning?
Well, do you remember last year when we were on alert?
Yeah.
Yep.
That one's still going, and it flared up last week.
Deb, 5% tomorrow.
Oh, I thought it was more.
Today was the more day. From, 10 to 1, we had a window. It sprinkled where I was at in Newport News at work. 10 to 1 was a window yesterday. So
well,
you're good. So no rain, no, that's a good thing.
Your cards are showing me coming on the way to you.
Right on.
Yeah.
I'm trying to strike rock.
well, there you go. Maybe, right, Deb?
Yeah, I think that realistically could be because I see a guy here who could figure to be your son, as your son, who would say, hey, somebody is real interested. And I think you'd be happy with some greenbacks in hand.
Some dinero.
Absolutely.
If you have green money like we do.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've never had a Canadian bill in my hand. I've only had coins.
We get the coins that fill
Not down here too much, but more in Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Very, I hardly ever, I've seen maybe a Canadian, I don't see coins anymore, period. But when I was playing all cash, still, and even down here originally, I see a Canadian coin once every so often. They didn't like them here.
No,
like
we have
Minnesota
loonies
didn't
and
care.
Toonies.
Yep, loonies and toonies.
What
does
that mean?
$1 and $2. They're coins, not bills.
Right. Oh, yeah, the loonies and toonies. They've been that way forever. They've been loonies and toonies ever since I can remember.
Well, we had $1 coins.
Yeah, we've had silver dollars.
Yeah, silver
one
dollars.
More silver dollar.
So good things
Midnight
on the horizon
rider.
For you. And it looks like your health is going to pick up here in a big way. So I think that's very good news. And I think there could be a change of residence coming for you. It's still kind of, is it what you're hoping for? Are you working?
Well, my son passed his course, so he's got his Class 3 and air brakes, so he can drive trucks now. And he told me day before yesterday, he said, please, Mom, let's get a house together.
Oh, nice. So you are moving.
Yeah.
And
hopefully by the end of summer, yeah.
You know what? That's going to give you a whole new attitude on everything. It's going to feel like you're out from under somebody else's thumb.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it'll be very good. I can't
wait.
Yeah,
I got shit for yelling too much at the hockey game last night. So,
what?
Yeah, it would be nice.
What happened?
Yeah, I was yelling at the Canucks because they were not doing good last night. And my sister, can you stop yelling? No, I really can't.
No, that's what the event is for.
Who's Vancouver playing?
Oh, we were slaughtered last night.
Who's Vancouver playing in the playoffs?
Oh, my God. It just went right out of my head. Oh, my God.
I didn't see that.
We've had 2 games.
Yeah, I haven't seen any games from that series yet.
We won the first one Sunday night, and then they won last night. Who the hell are we playing? Oh my God, Jim! It totally just poof.
Yeah, I've been bouncing around watching lots of playoff games. I have not seen one from that series yet. Not even a few minutes. Not even. I'd like to bounce on.
Oh, we had so many stars show up for the Canucks one, the first one on Sunday night.
Real stars?
Yeah, Chad Kroeger from he's the singer of that group.
Nickelback.
Nickelback.
Oh.
And then the guy from King of Queens.
No.
He was in the crowd.
Which guy?
He's bald now, that guy.
Yeah.
Doug? Rick?
Yeah.
James?
Yeah.
I forget his real name.
Something James, right? Kevin James.
Kevin James.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh. Well, they like sports too, you know.
They're playing the Nashville Predators.
That's Nashville. Yes, thank you.
I had to look it up.
Yeah, we got 4-2 Sunday night, and last night they got 4-1.
Well,
our goalie is hurt.
My team is playing tonight, Toronto.
What's happening with the Manchester?
They can play in their championship game, like, I don't know, next month, I think.
They're on fire, aren't they?
Well, obviously so is the team they're playing, too.
They still have a wager.
There's no wager going.
So whatever you want to call it.
There's nothing going.
He said you have to wear the hat.
And I said, okay. I didn't, like, say they will lose and you have to do something if they lose. I just said, okay. I got no problem with that.
I don't see Virgil. He blocked me and Catherine and a few other people months ago. We don't know why, but
I don't know. Maybe he's been licking too many goat butts. I'm just throwing it out there. I don't know. Maybe that's it. Maybe not. I don't know.
Stop licking goat butts.
If it's making you block people, you got to.
It's not good for you.
There's a 12-step program probably for it.
So a bit of money coming in and a move.
Yes. And I really think that when you move, your relationship with your sister is going to kind of go like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it'll be a good break. You need to be on a break.
Absolutely.
Okay. But I will tell you, if she loses her husband, she'll be on your doorstep.
What do you mean?
I'm not saying. I just feel that she's going to need you at a future time and will be on your doorstep wanting to make amends when she finds herself alone. You know? So.
I will always be there.
Well, yes. It's a blood thing. You know?
No, I wouldn't be there for my other two.
No.
But her, I would.
Well, that's good. That's
good
to know. All in all, you're going into the summer of really feeling good and enjoying yourself.
I feel good.
I don't see anything here to be worried about. Mm-mm.
Good. Any man?
Well, there's men.
Men.
Wait till you feel at your best. And you can start to put out that vibe.
Yeah.
And I really think that they're going to then find the right one right where he needs to be.
Right.
Okay, that can still be the one we, you know, who Grizzly Adams could still be.
Yeah, well, actually a guy messaged me from TikTok. His name is Mountain Mike.
Ooh.
But he's from Alberta.
Alberta bound.
Are you funny about Alberta or what?
No, I wouldn't move there now.
No.
But, yeah.
Well, he'd have to come to where you are.
Yes.
So he'd have to tell.
That's right.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
stand by.
Here's your card.
Subject is gentleness from Archangel Sandalphon. Be very gentle with yourself at this time. Surround yourself with gentle people, situations, and environments. Be gentle with yourself.
Yeah.
At this time, whatever that means at this time. It didn't say always, but it says at this time,
things
be gentle with yourself.
Things are coming up a little bit rosy for you, so feel very encouraged for you. All right.
Right on.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I'll get back.
All right. Hugs, honey. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
You know, I got to tell all of you, times are rough all over, and I've been speaking with a lot of the work I do, and I'll be very honest with you. The pandemic destroyed a lot of great opportunity for those of us that are working in the healing arts, those that are Reiki masters, those that do life coaching, I mean all of it, including those like me. I've had to get a job, a J-O-B, and I'm not ashamed. It's just that everything is in such a lull. People can't afford to buy food. How are they going to want to pay for a card reading? You know, so I used to have a very thriving business. In fact, I ended up having to pay in on taxes. And I just want y'all to know.
When was that?
Before you.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Oh, that. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. 630.
Well, wait a minute.
Hang on.
Hi.
Never mind. Stand by.
I wanted to tell you I'm working now. helping to tighten up the internet.
All right.
For AI.
I.
Yeah, who's that, Ozzy? It's a job. It's a job, but it's very interesting. And they are trying to line up artificial intelligence with what's on the internet. So there's a lot involved. Probably not getting paid what I should, but I thought, you know, I'm like the rest of you. So don't ever think, oh, she's special. No, I'm not. And I even said, Jim, maybe you ought to get a side, gig.
I work full time.
Yeah. So,
and overtime.
And yes.
Thank you.
And he checks his eyelids for holes every afternoon when he comes home.
Not every afternoon, but a lot of them.
Yeah.
All right, shall we?
All right, bring her on.
630, now you are, yeah, welcome.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes,
of course,
indeed.
Really, I thought about you this afternoon. I was on the internet it was printed in Variety, I think it's .com. It's that Hollywood entertainment magazine they put out called Variety. It's been in existence since like early Fred Astaire days. And there was a big story in there about a show they're doing on the Austin place. So you didn't see it?
On the Brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I just shared it out on my YouTube channel. It's about like the fallen idols or whatever.
Yes, and that name kind of struck me too, considering your book.
Yeah.
And also about them having three females that were involved. I don't know. Are they insinuating that he was raped by three females? What did they do to I didn't quite pick up what they were alluding to.
So you mean like the three females that are suing the brother for sexual assault?
I guess that's what it is.
That's backward of what you said, Deb.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
But I also believe there were three females that were involved in Aaron's death. Because like I'm starting on the second book right now. It's really the timing of it all is going to line up pretty well, I think, from when that documentary hits and then my second documentary coming out.
I think it would behoove you. That's like the word of the month for me, behoove. It would behoove you to contact them and put yourself out there. And maybe they'd want to interview you for this documentary.
So all three of the girls' lawyers, I sent my information and also evidence to them, so they know who I am. They know that I wrote the first one.
Okay.
And I stay in contact with the one attorney. They know how to get a hold of me.
Well, good. Because I really think something's going to come of this. When we go about putting all kinds of effort and energy into something that at the moment we're doing it, many around us might be thinking, what is the point of that? And yet it has a purpose. It just hasn't been realized yet. So,
I mean, every day I ask myself that, but then I'll hear something like overnight success and, like, I'll get, like, that little bit of inspiration to move forward. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. So,
I'm actually hoping for that overnight success.
Well, you know what? Stranger things have happened, and look at now. OJ's kicked the bucket. He bought the farm. And now they're out there talking about there's a new suspect in the murder of whatever her name was.
There is no other suspect.
Glenn Rogers? Glenn Rogers. Well, actually, Robert Shapiro said that Marsha Clark's biggest blunder was that she only focused on one person and one knife. And there's been many theories out there that suggested that it was, and even OJ said himself that it was two people that did that, and it only took 20 seconds for them to kill both Nicole and Ron Goldman. And they did a documentary in its The Death of Nicole Simpson and Nina Savarni or whatever, or she was like in there, and they said that Glenn Rogers or something to that name, he's already like on death row in Miami, was the other person that was involved with OJ that. So there were two
and
people.
Now, allegedly. Sure. And now Caitlin, what's his last name?
Caitlin.
Yeah, he says, "Oh yeah, he did it.
OJ did it.
He did it.
They were not allowed to use the transcript at his murder trial of the hostage negotiation thing when he was threatening to kill himself when he was driving around in that Bronco. I heard the tape, and he said, I can't live with what I've done.
Yeah.
And the officer was talking to him, not shooting himself. But they couldn't use that because he wasn't Mirandized or anything. They were just trying to get rid of him blowing his head off. He fucking did it.
Well, and look at karma came to call after that. I don't think that man had a single happy day. He went to prison.
Yeah, and he was getting ready to write a book on if I had done it.
He
this
did
is what
write it.
I thought he didn't. I thought they shut
no,
it down.
I
thought he was getting ready to write it, and I said, you can't do that. Otherwise, every dang penny is going to go to the gold.
He wrote it, but the royalties went to the Goldman.
Yeah.
So
yeah, he couldn't get a dime.
Yeah,
he did it.
So, Lily, what is your...
Yeah, that's true. It is. Yeah, we're lacing.
Okay.
Here's what's going on.
Okay, so I called the insurance company, and they did agree to reopen the claim, and the guy said at the body shop, he's going to fix the hood, no problem. They got me another rental car. I'm just waiting for an appointment with the adjuster. And so that was a score. That was a win for me yesterday. I didn't hear anything today except for when I was in the shower, I got a knock on the door. And I was like, was that my door? And I get out of the shower and I look at my Ring camera and a sheriff was here and left his card on the door. And so I called him and he was like, yeah, are you home? And I'm like, yeah. And he was like, I got to show you some papers. I'm like, that's fine. I'm like, give me 5 minutes to throw some clothes on, you know. So the officer comes. And the lady who hit my car went to the courthouse yesterday and tried to get a no contact order put in place. And she said on there that, she said on there that I was harassing her and that I raped her in 1978, okay?
What?
Well, in 1978, I was 5 years old. And so I said to the sheriff, I said, wait a minute. I said, are you reading this correctly? He goes, listen. He goes, I don't know. He goes, I read that, and I was like, what? And I was like, yeah. I'm like, 1978, I was 5 years old. I said, I wasn't even in school. You know, I'm like, I don't understand what this means. I said, but I will tell you, I said, this lady, she started yelling at me after the police officer, who was a female, went to her apartment to get her insurance information. She came up the stairs. She started screaming at me with another neighbor. I was sitting in the lobby. We were looking at body shops. And she started calling me some R name, which I didn't even know what it was. And I said, I have her on videotape calling me a B-I-T-C-H and everything else. She's screaming at the top of her lungs. I go over the fact that, like, she hit my car. I go in, like, insurance already paid for it. So, like, I don't know what the problem is. And so he goes, yeah. He goes, well, you got to go to court. You got to, you know, tell the judge everything that's going on, you know. And it'll probably get dropped. But this is nothing. This is just basically you just got served. You got to go to court. And I'm like, okay. And so, like, I know that from, like, the other people that live here, they said, like, this lady's got, like, legitimate, like, mental health issues. Like, she should be living in a like an institution place because like she's just whacked out of her mind, you know? And so like I'm trying to get a hold of my other neighbor who was sitting out there with me because he said, he's like, I'll be a witness for you that she went off on you like that. You were just sitting here with me. And I'm like, okay, so first of all, hopefully he will go to court with me. And I'll bring my birth certificate, and then I'll bring, like, you know, the video evidence I have of her yelling at me and the claim that, you know, Geico paid everything. And I have not been in contact with that lady at all. Like, I haven't seen her. Not really. I mean, maybe from across the parking lot, but I haven't been, like, in contact with her. And so I'm not worried about, like, this, except for it's a big waste of time on community services because it's, she's just mad that like she has to pay for an insurance claim. But the thing is I feel like the people that live here, a lot of them like have dementia and, you know, like I'm here, I got my surgery done and like I don't want to live in like a cuckoo house, you know what I'm saying? So just wanted to find out if you could, you know, like look into like, when do you think I can move? Do you see it fast or? I mean, these people are crazy here. Are you still there? Deb? Yeah.